don't think they're ready for this.
Greetings. Good to be with you guys again. It's the Boss Up Moms, and we are just starting, I believe, week 8 of our COVID shutdown, a coronavirus pandemic. Again, we're in Northern Virginia, so we have been ordered to stay at home for the last 7 weeks, going into 8. And I know we've talked about this on our last couple of podcasts, but at this time, I think a lot of people are starting to really wonder and consider, what does this mean? What are we supposed to be learning from this shutdown and from the pandemic in general? And how are we going to be better when we come out of this? Because we, of course, believe that we will be better. This is not going to be the end of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to come out of this and be better and make the world a better place for all that live here? So I got a text this week from a volleyball mom, and she was updating me on her daughter and what her daughter's been going through right recently with the coronavirus and not being able to get in the gym and whatnot. Anyhow, she signed off on her text, and what she said really touched me. And what she said was, "I hope this time is bringing new opportunities for reflection, renewal, family time, and restoration. Sending you my best."
Mm-hmm.
And I was really touched by that. And I started to think about it, and I was like, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it's doing. So reflection, what does reflection mean? It means serious thought or consideration. Yes, this is a time of reflection for me. How is my life going? Am I happy with what's going on right now? Where is my joy coming from? Renewal means the replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. That's me. I needed some renewal. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And didn't realize it. I know people have a tendency, especially moms have a tendency to say all the time, "I'm tired. I'm so tired. I could sleep for 2 days." Or I didn't want to get up when my alarm went off, or I was too tired to fix dinner. Tired, tired, tired.
Mm-hmm.
So this really, I have no schedule of anywhere that I have to be. Nobody has to be at practice. I'm not catching flights to go to Texas and visit Madison and school. I'm not flying to Anaheim and Atlanta and Indianapolis for basketball tournaments. Mm-hmm. I am really trying to use this time for renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Family time. Prior to COVID-19, when was the last time that my whole family had dinner together? That would have been over the Christmas break when Madison was home. After that, then yeah, the four of us have dinner together frequently, but we're usually running out of the house after dinner to go to practice, or we're eating extra late because somebody just got home from practice.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're able to plan and sit down and have long, leisurely meals because we don't have to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Playing family games together. When is the last time you guys played a game together before the coronavirus? Watch movies together. Like, while we may have had family nights, they were scheduled and few, you know, maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months. But you now have the opportunity to do this every week, if not mm-hmm. every day. It's up to y'all. And honestly, I don't know when this will ever come again. You know, I baked a cake with my 15-year-old. I, at his request,
mm-hmm.
Madison My 18-year-old wanted to learn how to do a cartwheel and a round off, and so she's watching YouTube videos, and I'm coaching her. I did not get out there and try it myself.
You did. You just don't have no videos up.
Girl, please. You would have heard about it, because I'd be laid up if I had tried that. I wanted to. In my mind, I was like, I can still do a cartwheel. It's not that hard. But I did, and I stayed in the house. And I have learned more about 2K20,
mm-hmm.
this video game, with my 13-year-old than I ever wanted to. But because I'm spending time with him, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when this time will ever come again that we'll get to spend 8 weeks together mm-hmm. with just time to be together. It's a real gift, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly is restoration.
Mm-hmm.
The act of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. I have been ripping and running for, I want to say since I became a mother, but I won't go back that far. And I'll just go back to when we started. When we started with high level competitive sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be in seventh grade. For Madison, and she's now a freshman in college, so that's what?
Six years.
That's a long time, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's what I am focusing on. I believe that's what this coronavirus is here to help me with. Reflection, renewal, family time, and restoration. And I'm so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for it.
That's good, Zinni B.
Thank you. It's how I feel. It's what I'm dealing with.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, when else would the whole world has stopped?
Right.
You know, and that's just my personal, I don't want to get, you know, too deep right now, but this is an opportunity for us to change the path of the world,
mm-hmm.
how we treat people.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, everybody is essentially equal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter how much education you have. We're still affected by this situation.
Yeah.
And how are we going to level the playing fields or keep them level and fair and honest once things resume to what we used to know, mm-hmm. somewhat. I don't mm-hmm. think things will ever be the same, but mm-hmm. in some regards, we're going to get it come out of this. And when we mm-hmm. do, how are we going to make sure that all students are equipped to learn?
Right.
How are we going to make sure that everybody has equal access to healthcare?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to make sure that this is the communities that are most affected by these, what do you call them? These pre-existing conditions right now, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, that those communities get the health care that they need and the resources that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Asthma.
Mm-hmm.
How do we address that? It's a real public health concern.
Right. Well, what other reflections y'all have?
This is D. Mine is right now just being patient and learning to be quiet.
Mm.
That's what's been a constant right now is I have to be more patient. And I feel as if I'm learning to be more patient in this time and just being quiet. Not actually not seeing anything, but quiet in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to focus on what's really important.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So what is important and what's really important? And I think that the whole world has an opportunity to see what's really important to them, because what's really important to me is not the same for all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just seeing, you know, what is really important in our lives and being able to focus on that and not on what everyone says is important, like your job. Yes, your job is important. You need to make money. You have to live, you know, type of thing. But, you know, just focusing on what's really important to you and what does that mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, type of thing. So, and again, I'll keep saying right now in this particular season is being patient, especially with homeschooling and trying to work from home and do a few new business ventures and all that. You know, you have to be patient. Everything doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, using
especially in a pandemic,
right?
Right, ain't nothing moving overnight.
Exactly, exactly.
You know what, Dee? Just to piggyback on your patience thing, I you know how you become used to ordering from Amazon and getting stuff in a day or 2 days. Right. I went just yesterday. I was like, oh, it might be nice to get a pasta maker and, you know, make some homemade pasta. The delivery was like June 16th to July 3rd. And I was like, what?
Yes.
Ordered that. So that was a lack of patience.
Yes. I wanted to order something. It's funny you said that, from Amazon. Place the order. And the delivery still was going to take about a week. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, I can wait a week for that particular item. Girl, I got an email.
No.
That said that they cannot deliver my order.
Mm-hmm.
And they would refund me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is Amazon.
It's so interesting because, again, you know, what's important to one person might not be important
right.
to somebody right. else. But... yeah, that pasta maker thing threw me for a loop. Yesterday.
Yep. And then again, what's important? They're focusing their deliveries on stuff that, you know, people need now.
Right.
You know,
right.
healthcare, the mask and the gloves and all this other, mm-hmm. you know, essential That's things. So mm-hmm. my little item, honey. I don't
right. I ordered some light bulbs. I needed to replace a couple of light bulbs, so I ordered a case of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 10 days ago. They arrived today, but I mean, the house is almost dark waiting on these light bulbs. Right. And it teaches you to plan ahead,
right.
too. Like, I can't wait until, you know, Justice is out of dog food to place the order and expect
right,
it
right.
to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's a good thing, being forced to plan ahead.
For me and Nicole, probably not so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We fly by the seat of our pants.
Yes. Still during the pandemic?
No, I have this is Chanel. I have morphed into a combination of all four of I still obviously have retained my core, but I have morphed into Nicole with my resourcefulness. D with my planning and pulling out my journal and actually plotting out my week, and then Cinnamon with my homemaker skills. So I have now become all the boss up moms in one package.
Good for you.
Hey.
Wow.
I'm getting there. Maybe 2020, but I'm 2021.
Merging into all the, no, not necessarily. I guess the I'm laughing about it, but obviously all of those traits were probably there, but when you're busy,
yeah,
been around a lot, you can't really focus.
When you're busy and when you're forced.
Yeah.
Your hand is forced.
Yep, absolutely. I would say during this time, for me, I have learned being not having anywhere to go is in the beginning very stressful for me, like very, very stressful. Like I needed to do something, I needed to be someplace. Like I've never been like a couch potato type person, sitting watching shows. Like even when we watch like family movie nights, Like, it just, I get very antsy. I have a hard time just sitting still. And so I needed to, like, use this time to reflect on, like, why that is and actually just learn how to rest, learn how to, you know, declutter my mind and moving and also being intentional about my movements and intentional about where I spend my time, where I'm spending my resources. Because, you know, the same, like, you know, when you are somebody that moves around a lot, you know, traveling and, you know, keeping up with kids' travel schedule and school schedule and business schedule, and then all of a sudden that stops, that was very stressful for me. To not have anywhere to go, anywhere to be. So I'm learning during this time how to rest, how if I'm actually tired, then just take a nap. If I'm, you know, don't really feel like cleaning the house or don't feel like, you know, cooking, then I just make time for myself. And that, it took, like I said, I mean, we're what, in week 8?
Yeah.
I mean, this felt like an eternity to me, almost, of not doing anything. So, but again, like, I'm learning to just rest and use this time to declutter. And not just decluttering my house, you know, of course I'm doing that and organizing and cleaning out some rooms I've been intending to, but like decluttering my mind, focusing on decluttering like my finances, taking this time to look at systems that I have in place that just don't make any sense, look at things I'm paying for, subscriptions that really just don't make any sense, and really too learning. A lot of times when we're busy, or at least where I am, when I'm so busy, you buy stuff and you have things that you need, but you think you need them, but you really don't need them. And during this kind of like quiet, decluttered period, I'm realizing there's a difference between stuff I need and then stuff that I want. And really just kind of like simplify my house, my life, putting things in order. So that one, obviously, when we come out of this, in this new normal, whatever that is, the things that are still here intact are things that I actually truly do need and value. And again, not just physical things, but, you know, if there's some things, you know, spiritually I need to get off of my chest or mentally need to get off my chest, I really am using this time to just learn how to rest, but also like declutter and get rid of some stuff. Another thing that I'm learning too during this time is I don't have little kids. I can't imagine going through this with little kids. So all the moms out there that have young kids, elementary school kids or toddlers, I really do feel for them, because I can't imagine going through my own personal stress, I guess, if you will, for lack of better terms, but then having a toddler or elementary kid that I actually have to homeschool. Like, that would be that's adding a whole nother layer of stress. But what I will say about having teenagers and just kids in general, they're a lot more resilient, and I think we give them credit for. And, you know, like, a lot of the times, like, the antsiness comes from me. It doesn't come from my kids wanting to go out or do stuff or whatever. Like, yeah, of course they get bored, they want to see their friends, but that antsiness and the stress of an unknown was coming from me, where my kids were like, mom, we got something to eat, we're good. So I'm using this time too to just like enjoy that time with them being here, because, you know, all of us, you know, our kids are getting older, eventually they're not going to be in the house. So I'm enjoying us all being here in one place. My teenagers are really interested in learning how to cook. Yours are, Cinnamon. So we've been using this time to learn new recipes. And with my college kids, teaching new, life skills and just things that we've been wanting to do for some time. So using this time of rest, but also using it to learn from each other and simplify some things that we're learning how to do, but simplify some things that we've been doing in the past too.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter is, you guys probably will never, after Jay goes back to school, you will never spend another 8 weeks or 12 weeks together the five of y'all like you have this time. Because she's going to grow up, graduate, and move out on her own. Even if she comes home, even if she comes back home, the twins will be gone to school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that's Chanel's 8 weeks. Settling stress, anxiety, but now settling into the new norm. And learning to embrace it.
I am kind of intrigued to hear you say, Chanel, that you were stressed by not having anywhere to go.
That really bothered me. Really, really bothered me that I didn't have anywhere to go. But and not that it wasn't that I didn't want to be home. I don't want nobody to think that it was like I just didn't want to be home, that type of thing. Like, it was that I really needed to realize, too, that a lot of, I won't say identity, because that might be too strong of a word, but a lot of what I do and what makes me was being in different places and moving around. And I needed to realize, okay, like, this is your period to be home. And what does that look like? You know, I'm not really a homemaker, but I guess I'm picking up on some of them skills. I've always obviously know how to cook and all that stuff, but I'm being joking, but you know what I mean? I needed to figure out how to do something other than being busy outside of the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm glad you settled into it.
I ain't saying I'm comfortable and content just yet.
Or settled into
embracing it.
You don't have anxiety behind it anymore.
No.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I will say too, Chanel, you mentioned about you couldn't imagine having like a toddler, elementary age kid at home. And I have a girl in elementary school. And so of course I do homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's not as bad as I thought it would be initially,
mm-hmm.
but it really makes me almost rethink the school system, mm-hmm. like rethink how I want to move forward, you know, with her education and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for this time in that, because it's already been like, you know, some things on my mind, on my heart, as far as that goes, but this just kind of confirmed some things as far as moving forward with our life and how we want to, you know, what direction we may want to go into.
Right.
Because, I mean, I really think that this is the gateway for online instruction, period, across the board. I really think something like that is probably coming in the near future, but I am grateful to see that, for one, I want to say thank you to all the educators that are out there.
Right.
Our unsung heroes. Mm-hmm. It's easy to send your kids off to school and like, you know, well, you know, you need to spend more time teaching this subject or doing that. But when you actually have to be home every day and do it for yourself, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, thank God for the teachers.
Right. Like,
I'm the ones who do this for a profession. But yeah, it gives a reflection of, or thought of, just another way to move forward, you know, with schooling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What about you, Nicole?
Well, my life has been the same. You know, I might take a day here or there throughout the week and stay home, but, you know, being open every day and, you know, trying to get that going, making sure the staff is okay and trying to check up on them. Yeah, it hasn't really changed too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been definitely, you know, a chance to reset some things, a chance to rethink some things in business. There's so many different things I got going on at one time. So it's like emotionally, I have my good days, I have a bad day, and then I have like a great week. And then, you know, so it's so many different things. But just trying to make sure, you know, at the end of the day, my staff are safe, that they feel fine, that they're okay with how things are going. So it's just always something new, something changing every day. So, you know, for the most part, for me, it's just, I think now just taking a minute to just do nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely think I need to probably have a few more of those days during the week, but I use the weekends to finally relax my mind that I don't have to think about what's going on at work because we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I have a lot of good ideas, things, other business things I need to focus in on, but it really is challenging to get those done and still worry about the day-to-day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I mean, other than really all of those things, it really isn't so bad. I definitely think I need to probably take more mental time off during this time. I mean, you know, essential is great, but then you have to balance being essential. You know what I mean?
Right,
that,
right.
You know, I know at the end of the month, the week of Memorial Day, we're just gonna close that whole week because
mm-hmm.
it just gives us a chance to reset, to have time off, to you know, before June 1st comes. Well, mm-hmm. we open back up June 1st, but that really gives my teachers a chance to take a minute, families to do things, and just, you know, gave them enough time to prepare for us being closed for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just now just, you know, getting to that date to have that week off, to be honest. But I mean, other than that, I really have no general complaints, you know, other than, like you guys said, I mean, all my crew are all adults at home. So that's been interesting, you know, trying to, you know, they still want to see their friends. They still... trying to keep them contained is probably worse than trying to keep a toddler contained, to be very honest. You know, I mean, when they come home, you know, I now move soap to the laundry room so they can wash their hands right there. They're good about coming in, going straight to the shower. So, I mean, they have their routines too. But, yeah, their lives are changed, but it doesn't feel like it for some reason. But they're... making it work, making it work the best that they can. But I do enjoy them being home.
Yeah.
And enjoying that time. And so we're very grateful for that. Yeah.
I think anytime your kids can be all under one roof, that adds, like that makes, even so y'all are going through the same thing, but not having, you know, Steve in one spot, Stephanie in another place, you know, because I felt the same way. Like, Jalen could go back to school, but no, like, we all need to be under one roof.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some
stress I don't have to think about.
I mean, there's sometimes even they'll say, oh, I'm going somewhere, I'm going here, and then there's sometimes I'll be like, everybody need to be locked down today. Y'all not going nowhere.
Right.
You know? So
too much movement.
Right. You know, and so even though they're adults, you know, they still, thank God, respect my husband and I and things that we say.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are times I'm like, I just get this check, like, nope, they need to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how cautious they are, you still just have to be mindful.
Yeah.
Time. So.
Yep. Sign of the times, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've bought every vitamin C stuff, all kinds of vitamins, and they take everything and they're like, oh, we need more of this. I'm like, can anybody else go buy somebody? Or I was the only one. Now everybody's popping vitamins and that. Elderberry something.
Yeah, the elderberry syrup.
Yeah, we taking that. I found the chewables the other day. I mean, we're just taking it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure we're good, I guess, for lack of better terms. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
but they crush everything in that house, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, you don't really realize how much, that's one reflection. You don't really realize how much food is a part of your life and groceries are vanishing until everybody's under one roof eating three meals a day.
Right. That's the kicker, the three meals a day.
Yes.
If it was just dinner, okay.
Right.
They looking around for breakfast and lunch.
Exactly.
Snacks.
Yes.
So yes. I know what I'm going to find when I come off this call, off this
recording. But because we're not filling up the gas tank as much, that money can go towards the food.
It's amazing.
I should say the snacks.
It ain't equivalent.
It's not what?
It's not equivalent. No. My gas savings is not equivalent of my grocery increase.
Maybe, right. How much gas were you buying a week, Chanel? How many times do you have to fill up during the week?
What really only once. About? Yeah, once, twice at the most.
Okay. Well, for me, it was about twice because I'm not just running around Woodbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gone to BWI. I'm all deep in Prince George's County at basketball practices and training. And like, I started on a full tank on March 13th when school ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just now under half a tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I love it.
Well, you just going to the store? You ain't been nowhere.
Yeah, she ain't been nowhere.
Me? I go to the store.
You told me you ain't gone nowhere. I thought you meant Nicole thought you had a little combine at your garage.
Exactly. I go to the grocery store once every 10 to 14 days.
Oh. That's Whereas me and Nicole going there
every 2 days.
No. Mm-mm. They might catch me every 2 weeks.
See, that's the D and cinnamon planning mentality.
Plus, there's so many of us, I got to make sure it's always, we don't have enough room for all the stuff.
Right.
And then too, like I get meals from my dad. A lady still cooks for my dad.
Oh, that's good.
But he hates, I'm like, Dad, this is trash. No, I still can eat that. So that, all them little things for his in the refrigerator, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, some good reflections, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Good reflections. So Nicole needs to add some more self-care in her regime. Sounds like Chanel, speaking in the third party, is settling into the 8 weeks quarantine, TBD. Cinnamon is very reflective and enjoying her time being at home. And Dee is also enjoying being home, being patient, working on some business ventures. But we're all safe and we all healthy. So that's the most important part. Yep, that's the most important part. So hopefully you ladies listening are also healthy, staying sane, staying patient, making time for self-care. Shoot us an email, send us some comments, and let us know what you're doing to stay sane, but things that you're reflecting on during this period as well. You can reach us on all of our socials at Boss Up Moms, and we will look forward to chatting with y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.